From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting more death reported on the high seas among migrants trying to reach Europe. The charity group Save the Children says some 40 migrants may have perished Sunday on the Mediterranean when their rubber dinghy malfunctioned during the dangerous journey reaching Europe. They represent the latest casualties of more than 1,700 who have lost their lives to escape poverty and conflict in Africa and the Middle East. Meanwhile, the medical charity Doctors Without Borders is stepping up in to take part in the European Union's ramped-up search and rescue efforts. Will Turner's a charity spokesman.
2 weeks ago, 700 people died in one day. These are numbers equivalent of a war zone. So MSF teamed up with MOAS, who have the experience in search and rescue operations, to launch this operation for a period of 6 months to see how many people we can assist in the Mediterranean.
The Italian Navy and Coast Guard rescued nearly 6,800 migrants last weekend alone, another 650 on Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry made a surprise visit to Somalia Tuesday, the first top-ranking American diplomat to do so. He spent several hours at Mogadishu's airport, where he met with President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, others, including civil society group members and officials of the African Union peacekeeping mission. And Mr. Kerry recorded a video message to the Somali people.
3 years have passed since a new provisional constitution was adopted and a parliament sworn in. With help from AMISOM, Somali forces have pushed al-Shabaab out of major population centers. A determined international effort has put virtually all of Somalia's pirates out of business.
And Secretary of State Kerry announced a stepped-up U.S. diplomatic presence soon in the East African country. This is VOA News. Burundi's Constitutional Court Tuesday ruled that President Pierre Nkurunziza is allowed to run for a third term in next month's election. The court's deputy president rejected the ruling and then fled to neighboring Rwanda. Jeff Rathke, a U.S. State Department spokesman Tuesday, said the court's decision does not alter the U.S. position.
The United States has consistently maintained that the only way to respect both the terms of the Burundian Constitution and the Arusha Agreement is for President Nkurunziza not to seek a third term. And the Arusha Agreement continues to be an important foundation to maintaining the still fragile stability in Burundi only 10 years after a civil war that resulted in thousands of deaths.
At least 12 have died in anti-government clashes over the past week. Dozens, including policemen, have been injured or wounded. The European Union has expressed confidence Greece and its creditors will take steps to keep the country solvent and in the eurozone. The EU's top finance official held talks with the Greek finance minister in Brussels Tuesday as Athens' May 11 deadline to make nearly $1 billion in repayments to the International Monetary Fund approaches. However, Germany's finance minister said he's skeptical the issue can be resolved in time. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
It is in the interest of the global economy for the European currency union to remain intact. We continue to have confidence in the good faith efforts of those on all sides, whether it's the ECB or the individual European countries or Greece, to try to resolve this in a way that doesn't add additional and unnecessary drama to the international economy.
International creditors are demanding Athens implement economic reforms and budgetary measures for them to unlock the remaining $7-plus billion in bailout funds. Separatist rebels in Mali Tuesday attacked the central town of Tenenku. The Associated Press reports at least 11 civilians killed in the latest violence since last week's ceasefire was broken. The UN Children's Fund UNICEF announced Tuesday that armed groups in Central African Republic have agreed to release children they're holding and not recruit child soldiers. The UN agency estimates up to 10,000 children are being held by various armed factions in CAR. Nigeria's finance minister acknowledged Tuesday one of the continent's richest economies has had to borrow money to pay public servant salaries, the result of a cash crunch brought on by the falling price of oil, which fuels 80% of Nigeria's revenue. Lawmakers last week passed a revised budget that's 3% lower than last year's. The White House says it's too early to say whether Islamic State was behind Sunday's attack on a contest in Texas, where cartoonists were drawing pictures of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. The extremist group Tuesday said two of its soldiers of the caliphate carried out the shooting in Garland outside Dallas. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.